Neil, where are you going to take us?
Hey, Ian. First time talking to you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
I was born in Massachusetts. I'm a Yankee. That's why I left there.
Nothing wrong with being a Yankee, but why San Francisco?
No, I've lived here 32 years. I had two stories. The first one I was wanted to tell you was when I was about 10 years old living in Massachusetts, my aunt on my father's side, she was actually abducted by aliens. And when she told us as a child, and I was 10 or 11, she wouldn't really talk to us because everyone in the family thought she was crazy. But they actually abducted her, and they made a mark near her breast, near her neck. You could see the one there.
Wow. What was the mark like? What did it look like?
It was like a red spot, but what she would tell us is that she didn't want to talk about it because everyone thought that she was crazy and they'd lock her up. But right. I wanted to hear about it, and what she said was that she lived up near New Hampshire, on the New Hampshire-Maine border. She had three Alaskan shepherds, and when it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, everything got still, and all of a sudden, there was a huge light, and the Alaskan shepherds, instead of barking, were all whimpering. She went towards the light, and they actually abducted her, brought her on. She remembers everything, and then probing her, but she couldn't get away from them. Her husband thought she was crazy, but she didn't want to talk to anybody about it. And that happened on the border of New Hampshire and Maine. When I would go to, I went to Catholic school, I remember the Look magazine where they did things on abductees. I brought it into.
Right.
I talked to the nun. She said, don't talk about those things, foolishness. So I believe, I believe that there are other beings from other planets. I don't really think that they're here to hurt us. But I think the government has collaborated, and the government's not going to tell us. The other.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they hurt your grandmother?
It was my aunt.
Or your aunt, sorry. Do you think they hurt your aunt?
No, they didn't hurt her. It was just that psychologically, you know, she was afraid to talk about it because people would think, you know, she was psycho.
But in a way, I mean, because the way you describe her life afterward,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound pleasant.
No, it doesn't. And the thing is, you get around, this was the, like, 1967,
66.
So people then, I don't think they really believed in anything like that.
Yeah.
But she had the proof. But the second thing I wanted to tell you was last year when Art Bell wanted everyone to have a collective consciousness.
Right.
And I live in San Francisco. I went to the top of the roof of my building about 8 floors. And something strange, I did the little ritual. I looked up in this, and I didn't get a chance to tell Art or George this, but as I looked up, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, I saw a huge, I'm talking about like a 747, at 3 o'clock in the morning, this like, sort of like Etruscan, Greek, what are they called, a Trojan horse?
Yeah.
But it was a bird, and it had it was huge, and the thing was, it wasn't, it had a wingspan that was almost mechanical, and I live near the ocean. It was flying towards the ocean, no sound. I called my friend in Italy on the cell phone. He said, I thought I was nuts. And I said, I've never seen anything like this. So what kind of bird that big would be flying towards the ocean at 3 o'clock in the morning? This looked mechanical, like it was,
yeah.
It was something like governmental or military, and I never saw anything. It had no light. But you could see it from the moon.
It would make the argument that so many people have that the disguises, the camouflage out there,
yes.
is so good that we wouldn't recognize it most of the times.
Yes.
And it could be right in front of our face. Very good. Thanks, Neil. Interesting. Appreciate that.